Change brings with it the unknown, and yep, that unknown does worry a lot of people. When that change involves something with the child's life and future, you can bet that parents are going to be very vocal with their concerns. That's been the case with the new Partnership for Assessment of Readiness for College and Careers test, also known as PARC. First round of testing has gotten underway. My first guest this morning is here to give us an update of how all this has finally been starting to play out. He's the superintendent of the Newton Schools, Dr. Kennedy Green. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Chris.
NewtonNJ.org on the web to learn more about the Newton School District. And I always recommend, if you're thinking of some place to move, you want to check out schools. They make a lot of information available on the website there. So now that the process has gotten off the table, and I guess you could say that it's game on now and things are starting to move forward with the first set, with the first round of testing already, how much more of the confusion has become calm and settled, better understanding of all this?
Well, I think the more we talk with each other and provide information and people ask questions, I think those are getting answered, and I think people are feeling better about the testing situation. I mean, the fact is that, you know, we've had tests in New Jersey for a long time. We've had standards-based instruction for a long time as well, and this is just the next generation of it. Unfortunately, I think it's gotten some bad press, and it's sort of fomented into a bigger issue perhaps than it needed to be. But I think now that we've gotten underway and been able to show, and the students have taken the test and come home to their parents and say, you know, it's really not that big a deal, I think it's been a positive experience.
Just as a barometer, just how ridiculous, how insane some of the objections got, there was actually a floating grassy knoll conspiracy theory that because the company Pearson, I think, is based in Saudi Arabia, if I'm not mistaken, that this was some attempt by the Arab world at a one-world nation. That, I mean, just how crazy some of the objections were getting on this.
Yeah, and today with our, you know, the social media environment, those kinds of things get shared right down to the local level. But, you know, I think the major issues really are at the federal and state level with regard to the requirements with regard to testing and how that's been then passed on to the local level, and then we've had to deal with the consequences of that, unfortunately.
As far as the opt-out options or people or the parents refusing to have their kids take the test, what's the rate? What has the rate been for the Newton School District for that?
Well, we started on the first day of testing, and actually our rate was very good at Halstead, our middle school. We had a 92% rate of students taking the test. At the high school, it was lower than that. It was only 59%. But since then, students have been increasingly taking the test. We had on day two earlier this week an 80% test-taking rate, and we just started with a new group of students, and the rate is even higher than that. So I think, again, back to the first question that you asked, I think increasingly as people are finding out more information, it's becoming less scary, if you will.
And these are tests that students in grades 3 to 11 are supposed to take, a math and an English language arts exam. Do you think, too, that the parents of the students who are taking the early testing are communicating with parents with kids still to take the test and saying, hey, you know, this wasn't so bad after all. The kid didn't have a problem.
I think so. That's, again, I think as your first question spoke to, that I think when people don't know, that's when it's sort of scary or people have some fear about what they don't know. And I think once, particularly when the students are coming home and saying, you know, we're able to take this test and we're able to do well, this is what we're being taught in the classroom, I think parents' fears are being eased.
Talking with Dr. Ken Green, who is the superintendent of the Newton School District, NewtonNJ.org on the web, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Even after the testing cycles are complete, is there still a disappointment by parents that at least the initial round of testing results are going to be held until the fall, just because I guess the scoring and the defining of whatever the results happen to be are still a work in progress? Is that the situation where that's why the results are going to be delayed?
Yes, that's what we're being told. That's as a first year, the states have to set benchmarks for the scoring, you know, what's to be considered a passing grade, and actually there are five levels of achievement on this, from distinguished and on down. and they have to decide what the scores are to get to those. So that's why it's we're told it's going to take longer. The promise in the future years would be we would have that data before the end of June. So that would be an improvement.
For the parent yet to have a child take the test is a fair way to summarize Park as saying that rather than memorizing things by rote and hopefully remembering when you want to fill in the circles on the piece of paper like we did back in the old school days, the Park calls upon the student not just to give the answer but to explain how they got to the answer.
I think that's a fair summary, and the testing that we've done previous to Park, the HESPA and the ASK testing, we're increasingly moving in that direction. So I don't think it's so much a radical departure. Certainly the computer-based testing allows for a situation in which it's easier to have students be able to provide explanations and referencing of their answers and have that get back to those who are scoring it in a more uniform manner or a manner that's easier for them to deal with rather than a paper and pencil type test. But even in the past, we were looking at situations in where students were being asked to do more than just memorize answers. So it's been a progression, but Park is certainly another large step forward.
As far as testing time, there were, again, going into it, it was all theory before the first round. Did the guesstimate times of testing hold true? Was it a little shorter, faster, or was it just so many variables based upon the students themselves?
No, we found that the testing went quicker than we expected. Well, we didn't actually expect students to take the full amounts of time that were allotted, and most students seem to be completing the test in about half the time that's allotted. So I think it's moving along much better. We have not had significant technology issues, nor am I aware of any elsewhere around the state. So that I think it's been, you know, as smooth as we could expect in terms of administering the test and limiting the loss of instruction.
As far as in your official as a superintendent going into on day one of all this, when it was about to go for the first day of testing, what was at that point still your biggest question as far as whether element A, B, C, or whatever was going to work? And has that question for you been answered?
Well, we were able to take part last year in the pilot testing, so we were able to test out our technology and work through some bugs, and that was a very helpful experience. So I really didn't have strong concerns about the technology on our end, and the fact that the testing service had created a situation in which you didn't actually have to take the test online, even though it was being done by computer through your own school servers, made it so that you weren't worried about an online crash or some kind of issue there. I think the biggest concern that I had heading in was, just as we experienced, was this concern that parents and students were having about this being a test that, you know, maybe was so different, and they had so much concern about that they weren't going to take the test, and we've worked through those issues, so I'm pleased with that. So yeah, we've moved forward.
And indeed, the process does move forward with two rounds for the between the language and the math, and it goes in. It's going to vary from school to school, obviously, so we can't just give you a specific calendar of testing here. But certainly, if you're in the Newton School District, get more information at the website, which is newtonnj.org, and the specific school district where you are in all through the state and the other states, if you're listening on the stream. That's going to be your best resource, and sort of give the administrators a little breather after all the weight of the what's going to happen that they had to suffer between from the tail end of last year, realistically, until just when everything got started earlier this month. And hopefully everything will play out. The scoring will come along in a very smooth and efficient fashion. And most importantly, above and beyond all the mechanics, that the kids get better prepped for getting into college and into the career world, which is really the foundation of what the Park tests are all about. Learn more about the Newton School District at newtonnj.org. We've been joined this morning by their superintendent, Dr. Kennedy Green. Ken, thanks again for helping us get an update and clarification of all the stuff with Park, and thanks for being here this morning.
You're welcome, Chris. Thanks for the call.